This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
7:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens gained $6.3 million in cap space over the weekend. Right now they're sitting at $18 million in cap space. You and I have been advocates for trading for Jalen Ramsey from the Miami Dolphins. That would take up almost all of that cap space. If they did that, if Eric DaCosta went out and did that, would you be upset? If you lose most of your cap space on him?
Probably not. Probably not. They don't have a lot of holes in this team. I mean, if he could help the team, I don't really have a problem with it. And I know, you know, there's people who disagree with it. You know, I can't. Ramsey, you know, later on. Yeah, he is. Later in his career. Maybe he's not who he was. But I'll tell you what, he's probably better than a lot of people in that position still in the league. So I have no problem with it.
You know, you're probably right, but I don't care. I'm not comparing him to anybody else in the league. I'm placing him on the Ravens defense to see how valuable he is there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And he is awful valuable with the Ravens. He turns that defense up a couple of notches. And if you don't have cap space, guess what? If there's an injury in the middle of the season and you want to go sign somebody, who are you going to sign to replace him? Who's going to be available at that time? What are you worried about that for? No one is available at that time.
And you just lose Ardarius Washington for the season.
Yep.
It's time for him to move to safety. We've seen premier cornerbacks make that move later in their career and be really successful. Like, you know, Rondé Barber is one that comes to mind. Woodson is another one. I mean, we've seen this throughout, you know, the NFL. So you have these really, you know, the Hall of Fame players at one position, they just move to safety when it's time. So I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Wasn't Rondé Lott a cornerback when he first started?
I don't know. Woodson was. Barber was.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah.
But
he might have been. I don't know.
I mean, you're looking at a tremendous, tremendous football player who adds a lot of value to this team. I'm all for it. Come on, EDC. Make the move, man. Make the move, baby.
Yeah.
Draft picks. You worry about those draft picks right now? It's win now. That window's wide open. And the more you end the season without jumping through it, the more that window closes. I think it closed significantly this year if you don't get there. Because guys start to think about it. And they start to allow, man, maybe we just can't do it. They stop believing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get, I mean, everybody's not Lamar. You know, some guys aren't wired. Most guys aren't wired that way. You know, you got to step, you got to crash through this window right now. It's open. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Is there anybody else out there that you covet?
Well, him and J.R. Alexander were two I wanted. Because they're both, you know, were mentioned as being available. Alexander was a teammate of Lamar's at Louisville, so I thought he might be a good pick. You know, of course, you know, Ramsey's a Florida State guy, so let me give him the nod. But no, I mean, that's kind of where I'm looking right now. I don't know who else is available that, you know, in a position of need, but we definitely could use some help in the secondary because he can, I think, he, you know, he's listed as a cornerback because that's where he's played his career. And he may very well do that here, but you could also use him at safety because now all of a sudden, you know, they draft the safety. Looks like, you know, it could be a great addition to the team, but you lose a safety who started 10 games for you last year and played really well. So I think Ramsey would fill a nice void.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Jair is, I guess, isn't it a less expensive option?
I don't know offhand.
I think that's a less expensive option, although it's not, you know, it's not my first option. What's wrong?
Huh?
What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing. I'm just reading something here. Sorry.
Oh, I think he's a less expensive option, but he's not my number one option. I would settle for him.
Settle for who? For Alexander?
Yeah, to me, that's settling. Yeah. That's just for me. And I'm not questioning his skills. I just think Ramsey, the person, not only the skill, but the personality. This is a new Ravens team. You know what I mean? It's a lot of swagger on this team. It's a lot of confidence, man. And I just think he comes in and he turns it up even more. You know, I just think he does. I think the swagger that he brings to the locker room and the confidence that he brings, that's infectious, especially for a team that already has it. Mm-hmm. You're adding to it. You got guys walking around just waiting for kickoff, you know, because they know they're going to win the football game. You add another one of those guys to it. Mm-hmm. And I think despite all the other things you want to say about Ramsey, he's a winner.
Well, he's a winner. I mean, you know, with the Rams anyway. But more than that, like, it's not like he's had a drop-off either in his career. Because you look at his stats from 24, they're consistent with his stats from his entire career. Tackles are basically the same. He had two picks last year, but the most he ever had in a season was four. He had a couple of seasons with four picks, three picks. You know, so he's tackling. He's, you know, he had 11 pass defenses last year. He only had five in 23. So it's not like he's, you know, he's not the player he was. He looks like pretty much exactly the player he was, unless, you know, he slowed down a little bit because he's been in the league that long.
He was part of that that Jaguars team that went to the AFC Championship game.
Against the Steelers, yeah.
Yeah. That was the Steelers?
I think it was the Steelers that year. Yep.
Okay. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Not many more additions to be made on this team. Not many guys out there that you could even look at and say, this guy is the one. That was a pass rusher. Is Khalil Mack out there?
I think he is.
I think I was interested in Khalil Mack. I think that's the guy I was interested in, Khalil Mack. I think he still has something left in the tank. Yeah, I don't think you can get Ramsey and Mack, but if they were in the market for a veteran pass rusher, he would be the guy for me. I mean, I think he has maybe one or two more. You know, that one final burst, I think that's still in him.
There's a couple of them. I mean, but the beginning, you know. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I remember we talked about Mack and Hassan Reddick. There were a few edge rushers out there that were free agents that, you know, could help.
There's something about Reddick that scares me.
Me too.
I can't quite.
Well, what do you do with the Jets?
It.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, you make a verbal deal and then he claims they reneged, they claims he did. And like, I don't know. You got Matt Judon back. He was a free agent. But, I don't know. I still like Ramsey. I do. And I think, because I think Green's going to make a big impact as an edge rusher, even as a rookie.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oreo attendance down. Are you surprised? We'll talk about that at 7:30, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I'm going to give my shovel to a very naive Canadian, and it cost him dearly.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. The Fans, shovels next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
7:16 in the a.m. Time to give out shovels. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
A very naive Canadian man named Lawrence Campbell of Winnipeg. He had some incredible luck and watched it just disappear. This is something like everybody dreams of. I'm talking about hitting a lottery. I mean, lotteries are popular everywhere. It's for people who, you know, I think people just, everyone believes that they can win, or else they wouldn't buy the tickets, right? Because somebody's got to win, and somebody has to win. As ridiculous as the odds are against you. Well, Lawrence Campbell of Winnipeg won $3.6 million in what they call the Lotto 6/49 ticket. He won it last year. The problem was Mr. Campbell gives his girlfriend, Crystal Ann McKay, the ticket to hold because he had problems, you know, losing things. He lost his wallet and stuff. So he asked Crystal to hold the ticket for him. And the problem was he couldn't cash the ticket because he didn't have any government ID. I don't know why he didn't wait for his license to be mailed to him or whatever the hell the issue was, or if it's
fugazi. He lost him.
Whatever. Yeah, he lost him.
He always loses things.
He's losing. He lost his license. He lost his wallet, I guess. But this sounds a little fugazi to me, where he just couldn't get his license quick enough. I don't know. He gives Crystal the ticket, according to him, the advice of the lottery board. She deposits it in her account because it's now she signs the ticket, has the ID, and gets the money on the couple's behalf. They advised to have McKay collect the jackpot. They had a news conference. They have that giant check written out to Crystal McKay. And at the time, she says it was overwhelming, exciting. She says it was a birthday gift from Campbell. Said he's been asking me for 3 weeks. She'd been asking him for 3 weeks to get a ticket, but I never went and got one. He said, we drove by one. It's okay. I might as well get you one right now. So she's claiming he went and bought her a lottery ticket and her ticket. Needless to say, as soon as she got the money, the hotel room they were sharing was empty. She left, took him off all social media, blocked him from her phone, totally blocked him from any contact. He tracks it down at some local places he knows she would hang out. Eventually tracks her down, allegedly finds her in bed with another guy. And she said she just wanted to move on. She said she just wanted to move on and be with another guy, and that was that. And, yeah, so he is now suing her for the $3.6 million.
Let's back up for a second. Mm-hmm. Let's back up for a second. Forget about the first part of the story that sounds fugazi. Let's talk about the second part of the story.
Yes.
She just bounced. She had enough time to empty out everything. And you didn't
know just in a hotel. So she could have just taken a suitcase.
Well, okay, so how did you tracked her down to some places that you knew she would hang out?
Mm-hmm.
And these places have a bed for her to be in it with another dude?
No.
I don't know where she was.
I assume she was in a hotel or someone's house or something. He said, the way it's worded is, he knew some spots where she would party, and sure enough, after some investigation, he found her in bed with another guy. Possibly, he goes to a bar. She goes, oh, yeah, she left with Joe LaCroix, And Joe lives over there.
He could just walk in the house, walk in the bedroom, and see her there.
Well, maybe he just knocked on the door and answered. I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a rat's ass about who she slept with. I want the money.
Yeah. The whole story sounds a little weird to
me. It does.
So Maryland State Lottery would tell me, I lost my ID. I don't have my ID at all. Mm-hmm. Put it in Ed's account. They would tell you that?
That's what he said. I mean, I'm just going to believe what he's saying.
I know. That part right there doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah.
Put it in somebody else's account. Because you know damn well once I put it in somebody else's account, that this belongs to them. It technically belongs to them.
Oh, yeah.
You put it in their account. Why would somebody, the lottery run by state or whomever, they know better than that. You're never getting that money back.
I don't know.
I mean, as soon as you said he put it in her account, I knew how this story would end. I didn't know all the details.
He didn't put it in account. The check was written out to her because he claims he had no ID. So it was her. I mean, it's her money.
The
check said Crystal McKay.
He has nothing.
Yeah.
He has nothing. She could easily say it was a birthday gift. There's
what
nothing.
She said.
He can't prove anything. Mm-hmm. She can prove it's my check. My shovel goes to Seattle pedestrians. As I said to you earlier, Ed, when there's no traffic coming to the left and the right, if that thing says don't walk, nobody's walking. There's no traffic. So let me get this straight. I left my hotel room this morning at a little bit after 2 a.m. It's what, 4:21 here now. A little after 2 a.m. To come to work. So when I got to the corner, if that sign said don't walk at 2:15 a.m., when no traffic, I'm supposed to wait until it says walk? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yes.
There's no traffic. There's no movement here. By the way, one of the cleanest cities I've ever been doing in my life. I saw no trash rolling, nothing. I'm just supposed to just sit there like an imbecile and wait for this thing to tell me to walk when there's no traffic. Yesterday, Ben Wagner and I were coming from one establishment going to the other. And there was literally, folks, no traffic. And there were like 10 people at the corner. Ben and I looked at one another like, what? Nobody's moving? So we walked around them to walk across the street. We got across the street and there still wasn't traffic. It's not like we had to run out in the street and beat traffic. There was no movement. It was a quiet street. I don't get that. I understand that's there for your safety. But I don't know. I think common sense at some point should take over. There's no traffic here. Let me walk. There's 10 people there at the corner. It's dumb to me. So at 2 a.m., I'm supposed to wait until it tells me to walk, even though there are no vehicles out on the street. I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid. 410-583-1057 is the number. By the way, this city is so clean.
Mm-hmm.
I saw two homeless people
in suits
on the street. No. There was this, it looked like, it wasn't a cardboard box. I don't know what material this was. That was in the shape of a bed that was up against the corner by a door of a business that looked like it was vacant. And these two homeless people were both in this frame with a big blanket over top of them. That's how clean this
yeah.
is. Probably the homeless are organized.
A Patagonia blanket or something. Yeah.
The homeless are organized,
REI
man.
REI tent. Yeah.
Dude,
I've
not seen any rolling traffic.
Yeah,
no,
yes.
No straight trash at all.
That's what I mean. When you travel, though, you've seen these guys. Because I know every time I seem to travel, it seems like every city I go to is cleaner than here. You know, and I'm not knocking here because New York's the same way. Toronto was clean last time I was there. That was a really clean city. For a big city like that? I never saw any. I thought that was really clean to look for a big, because that's a city like 4 million people. But I know when I travel around the U.S., everywhere I go, it seems like everywhere is clean. Like they have, you know, the side of the highway, there's actual, you know, landscaping done on the streets and stuff. Here, you get off, you know, you pull onto Macomb Street and there's weeds everywhere and trash and like,
it's
right off 95.
Minneapolis was exceptionally clean.
Mm-hmm.
I love Minneapolis. Out of all the cities I've been to with the Orioles, Minneapolis is one of my favorite.
Yeah,
I love that city. I love that city, man. Let's go to Steve in Perry Hall. What's up, Steve?
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys were talking about the Jags, so they lost to the Patriots that year in the AFC.
I thought it was the Patriots.
Yeah, they beat the Steelers in the divisional round. That's what it was.
They did.
Yeah.
My question for you guys, real quick. I love the Jalen Ramsey talk. I just don't think that the Cox is going to make that move. But my question is, and I'll let you go, if you had the choice between Von Miller or Jadeveon Clowney, which one would you go with? Thanks.
Von Miller.
Von Miller, yeah, definitely.
Von Miller. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna hide it. I just love his personality.
Me too. You know how I feel about him.
Yeah. I love his personality, being dancing and his great quotes. That's why. And maybe a dumb reason, but that's my reason.
Well, if you were here today, I have like my Von Miller glasses on. So.
I love those glasses.
You know how he wears,
man,
those big thick frame glasses?
Yes, I love them.
That's what I'm wearing today.
I mean, yeah, I love Von Miller for that reason alone. I mean, I'm not saying at this point of his career he's better than Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know, but I sure would love to have him here. Yep. Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, the Camden Yards attendance is down 8% compared to last year. Are you surprised? Like, surprised it's not down more. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting from Baltimore. I'm broadcasting from Seattle as the Orioles get ready to take on the Mariners. First of a three-game set tonight. But back at Camden Yards, attendance is down. It's down. It's the worst attendance they've had since 2022. And if you recall, summer 2022 was when you couldn't have a full stadium at the beginning of the year. That year, they averaged 16,800 plus per game. Then in 2023, 23,900 plus. Last year, they went over 2 million for the first time since 2017, and they averaged 28,100 plus. This year, they're down. 22,931 people is what they're averaging at 664,997 paid attendance. Yeah. Are you surprised?
Yes and no. I'm not surprised it's down because, they're having a terrible, terribly disappointing year. And I think people are just like, come on. You have but so many disposable income dollars and you choose how to spend them. And if you're going to go see a team that's playing bad baseball, they're not going to go. But what's really disturbing, I have to go back to this, they've drawn fewer people than the Rockies, who are just horrific. So I don't know what to say. I really don't. But then I'm looking at, one of the maybe the best team in baseball. The Tigers have only drawn 736,000 people. So it's really tough to tell, what's going on with attendance.
I think the tick down is definitely because the team is not performing at people's expectations.
Yeah.
They were trending up from 23 to 28. Mm-hmm. I think people were ready to give them 30,000 this year. They're a better baseball team. You probably see close to 30,000.
I totally agree.
This year. So I think the fact that you're down almost over 5,000 fewer people than you were last year, I think that is telling. I do.
Yeah.
We talk about how apathy is a bad thing. And it is. It is. People still care because we get the phone calls. But I also think people not showing up is a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
When they no longer want to spend money on you, it's a bad thing. And I wouldn't even say that they're spending money on something else. They're just not spending it on you.
Well, they're definitely not spending it there. Yeah. I tell you, it's really, if you look at these stats, it's stunning. It's find it really interesting. Like, you look at the Dodgers, who have obviously a very good baseball team in a major city, 50,000 people a game. 50,000. The New York teams is similar, 40,000 for the Yankees, 37,000 for the Mets, Phillies 41,000, Braves 36,000. Yeah, it's good teams are drawing a lot of people, and the bad teams aren't. It's just is what it is. White Sox 16,000 a game. 16. The A's, 10,000, although they're playing in a fake stadium. The Rays, 9,000. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, yeah, interesting when you look at, what the disparity in fan attendance is. Like, wow. It's not like they're within 5,000 seats of each other. It's like, it's ridiculous.
I'm looking at Dodgers in the past and – like, they never start drawing 40,000 plus until 2004. You know that?
No.
Did they expand that stadium? Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. 38, 35, 37, 30. Then all of a sudden they go from 38,000 to 43,000 in 2004, and they never came down from that. Mm-hmm. No, the one year they did come down from that. 2011, they went 36. They went back up to, so, no, in 2021, well, 2021 was that year that we talk about where you didn't have, you couldn't be fully capacitated. And even that year, they had 34,000 per game. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Happy Taco Tuesday, you too.
The Orioles have 16 games before we face the Yankees in New York. Can we get back into the playoff race? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, man. I don't think they get back in the playoff race. That's not even my goal right now, Ed. I said earlier, I just want them to make my summer interesting. If they can make the summer interesting and go on a run and we reevaluate this thing at the end of August, fine. But my goal is just to make my summer interesting, man. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going to the ballpark is still fun. It's still a fun day out. You know, it doesn't matter. If only one team wins the World Series, if they're competitive and you have some fun at the ballpark, it's a great day. So I mean, that's all I'm asking for right now, because you're not going to salvage a season.
I had a couple of people text this, and I'll specify this from Andre, because he actually is responsible for a lot of things that happens at the stadium. He cites he said yes, they're losing, but he cites some of it, and he's not the only one, to the horrible weather. It's rained a lot.
It has,
and people may or may not want to come out to the ballpark then. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, well, it's definitely the play that, you know, is affecting the fans. I mean, as far as me, I had, by this time last year, I had went to several more games. It's the play. And also, you just said something I was thinking. Also, the weather has been horrible, but it's mainly the play. I mean, you know, Rob, if you give me the free tickets, I'll go. But I've been going less this year.
I mean, a lot of people have cited rain. I'm getting that text constantly. You got some text over there, Joe?
Yeah, give me one second. Sorry. A lot of people are saying, yes, the weather, that's a big thing. But also a lot of text saying they're surprised it's not even lower than it is. Ed, you brought up a good point. Someone else also texted this in. They're 27th. Orioles are 27th in winning possession. Blah. 27th in winning percentage, 22nd in attendance, but their attendance is better than the Royals and Guardians, who are actually vying for a playoff spot.
The Guardians always have bad attendance, though. That's always been their big problem for them. They've been complaining about that for years. I don't know about the Royals, though. I don't remember the Royals having bad attendance, but the Guardians definitely.
You got a lot of people saying too that it'll be a lot worse next year, because you're going to have all of these people this year that are still going because they already bought plans. And now they're playing so badly this year, they're not going to do it for next year. So a year from now, it will probably be like 16 to 20%.
Not necessarily. It all depends on what they do this summer. I disagree with that. People will remember how you finish.
People on here are saying I'm not renewing.
Yeah, if they get and I'm sure that's how they feel now. But if they go... If they finish strong and have a good summer, a lot of those people change their minds. At some point, you got to entertain people. Right now, where they're playing, I don't blame them. I really don't. And that's another reason why I say they need to really have a strong summer. If you have a strong summer for business alone, then business will pick up a little bit as well. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commissioners Baltimore at 8:30. Kim McCusick at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, I want to take some calls from you. Has the failure to launch in 2025 changed your plans for how many games you'll go to? You may have said, I'm going to go to 8 games this year. Now all of a sudden, man, I'll get to them when I get to them. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Man. Baltimore Orioles off to a bad start to the 2025 season, and attendance is down. Not down huge, not down a lot, not much. I should say not as much as I thought it would be, honestly. I never made this comparison or looked at these numbers until this came up as a topic yesterday. But 22,931 is a lot better than I thought. And I think a lot of that, as one of the texters suggest, is because, keep in mind, it's paid attendance. So whether you're there or not, you pay, you count. And I think some of it is that probably. Although I will say this. Often if you all are watching on TV and they announce the attendance and you say, no, there's no way in the world it could be that. If they actually had a camera shot out on Utah Street and up in that center field bar, you see a lot of those people that you think aren't there.
Yeah. Like,
those are popular areas.
I'm rarely in my seat when I go to a game. I'm in one of those areas. I'm in the Flag Court. I'm up on Utah Street. I'm just somewhere walking around one of the bars up there. That just says part of the game for me.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Got some more text for us, Joe?
I do. More people complaining about... complaining is the wrong word. It makes it sound bad. But they're mentioning how the perks for the flex plans and stuff like that, they took some of those away this year, and then now that they didn't realize that they weren't going to be there, so people will not renew their plans for next year.
So this has nothing to do with the product on the field?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people saying, if you keep raising the prices and taking away the perks, I'm not going to buy a plan.
I've heard some complaints. I think the proper word is complaint. I've heard some complaints about the lack of perks or some of them things taken away. I think one of the things that's taken away is one of the discounts or something.
Yeah, it's an alcohol discount.
Yeah. I think that's taken away. Hey, man, I mean, if I'm going to have a value meal, a value menu, I got to get my money back somehow.
Yeah.
I gave you a $4 value meal, you know. Value menu. You know, I got to get my money back somehow. Yeah, I think that is whenever you start taking away, Ed, it's hard to justify why you're taking away. We've always had this. Like I know personally some people would, if they ever said you couldn't bring your food to the ballpark,
mm-hmm.
I know some people personally who would complain about that.
Absolutely. A lot of people would complain about it. Again, it's one thing to not give people a perk. It's another thing totally to take it away. And that's when you get big complaints from people. Like, you offer them something and then you take it back. Because that's a big perk. And I was talking to somebody last week, I think it was. They have two kids. Just somebody going to a ballpark. If they couldn't bring the food in, they're not going. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
And that's something that's been, if I'm not mistaken, that may be something that's been around as long as Camden Yards has been around. I know the early 2000s for sure, but I think it's been around since the Camden Yards has been around that you bring your own food mm-hmm. to the ballpark. I think it's a great idea because think about this. If I'm taking my two kids and I'm a beer drinker, I'm still going to buy beer. I'm going to take my food there. My kid's going to eat, but I'm still going to buy beer. Chances are I may get him some ice cream. I'm still going to spend some money there, but the bulk of my meal, and you never know why some people have to. They may be food allergies. They may, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's several reasons other than being economics that you can want to bring your own food to the ballpark. You can be on a specific diet, and they don't fulfill that. So there are a lot of reasons to do that. 410-583-1057 is the number. More text, Joe.
Yeah, this is one. I think we've talked about this in the past, but this text says, this will always be a football town. The Ravens have always had a good product and still sold out games, even when they were poor. The Orioles being good two or three times a decade compared to the Ravens being perennial playoff contenders is why this will be a football town. But the future of the Orioles now a big question mark. I don't blame people for not going.
I disagree. I've talked to people who have said they'd rather see an Orioles World Series than another Ravens Super Bowl.
I think this is generational.
Mm-hmm.
Because personally, I've seen the Ravens win a lot more in my life.
Yeah.
I feel this is more of a football town than a baseball town, but you guys are 25 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a real example. I mean, not speculation. I'll give you a real example. Orioles were in the playoffs. They started the playoff game at home the day the Ravens just played. Vinny Serrato and I are doing the Ravens postgame show. No one wanted to call to talk about the Ravens. Everybody wanted to talk. In fact, Vinny and I were criticized by listeners for not opening up the conversation about the Orioles. My response was, you guys can talk about what you want. We're paid here to do a Ravens postgame show.
Well, that was 2012?
However, you can talk about what you want. It's 2012. It was 2012, but my point is, during that time, during a football game, people would rather talk about the Orioles. I think you say it's generational, but as you said that, Chris said, asked her son, are we renewing? Well, during the conversation, are we renewing next year? And he looked at her like she was crazy. Absolutely. He's 16. So I think this is a huge baseball town. I think the mistake that we make in this city is we always pit one team against the other. That's the mistake we make. Is it a baseball town? Is it a football town? Does New York have that conversation? They take pride in being both. No, we're a football town, baseball town, hockey town,
basketball town.
Yeah. They take pride in being all.
Mm-hmm.
And in Baltimore, we pit one team against the other, which is the most foolish thing. Does D.C. have that conversation? Are we a Commanders town? Are we a Nats town? Are we a Caps town? Are we a Wizards town? No, they're not a Wizards town. But, you know, I think the most foolish thing you can do is to claim that you're a sports town, but then say you're favor one team over the other.
What about St. Louis when they have the Rams?
If you just don't like baseball, then that's obvious. But if you claim to be a sports fan, I think it's foolish to label your city as a football city. You should be a sports city. I'm not criticizing people for not going to games because the team is bad. It's entertainment. I'm not paying for a bad movie. But to make a claim that you're one team over the other, I think it's kind of foolish. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You should be a Terp City. You should be a, you know, I mean, whatever. You should be that city that you are cheering for whatever team is in season. I'm a baseball fan. Now. Why? It's June.
Then I screwed up.
Why?
I'm wearing a Ravens top today. I got a jacket, a Ravens a hoodie on.
But Ed, are you a baseball fan? Though?
Yeah.
Exactly. You push back on the topic too. I don't think so. I think it's baseball. We've seen. It's easy to say you're not a baseball team when your team is disappointing you. It's easy to say that. I don't blame you. I'm not sitting here telling people, hey, go to the games. Why? You know, if you're not excited about it, don't go.
I'm a believer in whatever the team's doing. You cheer for what's on the front of the uniform. Teams go up and down. I mean, I've been a Ranger fan since I'm like 7 years old. I've been wearing that gear, cheering for them. And they've only won one Stanley Cup in my lifetime. So it's like, you know, I've cheered for them forever. It's just, you got a team, you stick with them.
How many total Stanley Cups did they have won?
Not many, like four. Because you think about it, the majority of those Cups were won when there were just six teams. And the Montreal Canadiens just racking them up. And then the Maple Leafs. So the teams that were good, keep in mind, there's no free agency. You're good, and you're going to stay good. And that's what they've just hoarded a bunch. So it's kind of distorted. I guess the same in basketball, because there weren't very many teams in the NBA.
Yeah. Commissions Baltimore, 8:30. Ed's getting ready for that. But on the other side, we're going to study some film. Ken already did it for us. Kim McCusick joins us up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.